when you were speaking earlier,
you spoke of institutional racism, and obviously that touches on areas of society outside of justice, per se. Would you like to speak on that?
Well, yes. We have grown lately to understand racism is, for instance, what we see in South Africa, where people are gunned down in the streets, or people are totally denied rights by legislation. So that has become our yardstick. And as Canadians, we pride ourselves on the fact that that doesn't happen here. And it doesn't. What does happen here is that the institutions in our society operate in such a way that even the people in those institutions make decisions based on racial stereotypes that affect black people every day. To give you an example of what I mean, when a black person is driving down the highway, and it's late at night, and you know, the cop knows that this is a black person, and he decides to stop him. He's stopping that person because of some basic assumptions. He's black, it's late at night, what's he doing out here? He must have been doing something to break the law. When you walk into a major department store, and it happens all the time, I mean, it happens to me a lot. You walk into a major department store, and the floor walker sees you, makes the assumption, if this person is black, the assumption is the person is dishonest and is going to steal. So then they follow you around. It's that kind of harassment, and that assumption, those racial assumptions, carry through to the workplace. The assumptions carry through to the educational system, where people say because this is a black kid, poor, from perhaps North End, Halifax, or out in the county, whatever, the assumption is that person is not very intelligent, is not going to do very good work, and so therefore, these are my expectations. Not only that, it could go on and say, well, my assumptions or expectations about this person is that they're not only not so intelligent, but they're likely aggressive and prone to be violent if they're confronted.
One never wants to speak about an average anyone or anything, but it's an understatement to say that for the average black person, such specialized treatment would chafe. I mean, that would be a constant.
It's just constant. It's for someone who doesn't experience it, it's really hard to explain. But when you know that every time you go out into society, by and large, all of the authorities are white. Wherever, the administration of the university, the administration of the city, the administration of the province, the administration of the police, the administration of the judges, everything in our society is geared, not only is it white, but normally it's also male and English in this area. And so all of those authorities who make those decisions are all outside of my experience and the experience of black people. So they treat us in a certain way. And in the criminal justice system, of course, it has devastating effects.